Although efforts have been made medically to contain the cholera outbreak, not much is being done to improve sanitation in the Accra metropolis. Yesterday, Radio Ghana reported on the high number of cholera cases in some hospitals, where two people were said to have died of the disease. A key trigger of cholera is said to be filth. However, a visit to some parts of Accra revealed heaps of refuse. Our correspondent Gloria Anderson went round and has joined us in the studio. Good afternoon, Gloria.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
So what did you see on your round?
It's surprising that we still have refuse scattered all over Accra. I went to Mampobi, I went to Mamobi, I went to Agbelenkwe, Accra, the Central Business District, I went to Nima, and they are still heaped of uncollected refuse all over the place. The drains are filled with refuse, with water. Some of the drains or the gutters are so green that it's so bad. And people are selling food right beside these heaped refuse. And people are buying. And I just took the opportunity to find out from a few of the people who were buying if they understood or have heard of cholera and the causes. And it's surprising to note that there were very interesting answers I got from people. Some didn't even know what it was. Others said they knew it was dead. Let's listen to.
Cholera. It's not dead.
Dead.
Who named the Emma cholera?
I can think say the flies and the other things. If they say they no go fit cover the thing, the food well. You go see flies go enter inside. They pass inside.
So I know cholera is caused through that when you live in filthy area with choked gutters, debris around, and you don't keep your environment clean, and also if you don't wash your hands well before eating, you don't eat hot food, you buy food from unhygienic places, you can get into contact with the bacteria.
Your hand is encounter with death, and then maybe you didn't wash your hand before eating, you can encounter that symptoms. So to my best of knowledge is to avoid cholera, you have to take a hygienic food, at least it should be a little bit balanced diet. You should make sure you eat, you clean your hands well with liquids, soap or any detergent before you eat, and then as well as hot food. I think that will make us prevent cholera. But aside from that, sanitation is also a key factor. If you can keep our surroundings clean, then why not? We will be free from cholera. Problem that is causing cholera is Ghana. Our surrounding is very, very filthy. If you can clean it, we'll be free from cholera.
From this, we can see that most people know that it's death. But why is it that we are still having an increased report of cholera in most of the hospital? What I realize is that most of these heaped refuse have been there for days. And this is because the AMA is having problems collecting these refuse, because the vehicles that are collecting the refuse are limited. So when they go to Pum, the dumping site, they spend 2 days in the queue trying to dump the refuse before coming back to continue their job. So for a refuse company, maybe they have a week. In a week, they are supposed to go like 3 times to a residential area to collect the refuse. So if they have gone the first time and they spend 2 days at the dumping site, you can imagine that for the rest of the week or the rest of the days, all the refuse that have been dumped over there will be there. And then the flies will settle on it. You and I will buy our food and they will come and settle on it. We eat it and then that gives us a problem.
Now, about these interesting comments from the residents you spoke to, now, do they have any idea about the need to clean the environment to avoid the spread of cholera?
They do. They do. And they think that some of them think they are not the cause, and that it is our inability to clear the heaped refuse, because they think our homes are clean. But why is it that when you come out, they are heaped of refuse, uncollected all over the place? Our gutters are choked and not very neat.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Gloria, for joining us in the studio. You heard our correspondent, Gloria Anderson, and she went around to find out the sanitation situation in the Accra metropolis with regards to the outbreak of the cholera.